Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Lancashire. Here's the headline. Lancashire is the broadest, most diversified commercial property market in the northwest outside Greater Manchester. 15 principal towns, 4 distinct sub-regional economies, and entry pricing that sits materially below the Manchester core, while still drawing on a deep high street and Challenger Bank lender panel. Let me set the scene. Lancashire is a ceremonial county of around 1.5 million people, sitting between Cumbria to the north, Greater Manchester, and Merseyside to the south, and the Yorkshire Dales to the east. The commercial spine is the M6 motorway, running south to north through Preston and Lancaster. The M61 links Manchester through Chorley and Leyland into Preston. The M65 runs east through Blackburn, Accrington, Burnley, Nelson and Colney towards the Yorkshire border. And the West Coast Main Line through Preston and Lancaster is the principal long-distance rail asset. What that geography produces is breadth without a single anchor. Preston is the seat of Lancashire County Council and home to the University of Central Lancashire, the Administrative and Professional Services Centre. Blackpool is the filled coast tourism economy, the largest in the north of England outside the Lake District. Blackburn and Burnley sit at the heart of the East Lancashire textile belt, with extensive heritage mill stock now feeding a steady pipeline of conversion and repurposing. Lancaster is a historic university city in the north of the county, with an occupier base built around the university, the local NHS catchment and Heysham port. Chorley, Leyland and Skelmersdale form the M61 and M6 logistics corridor on the southern leg, and running across central and west Lancashire, the BAE Systems Aerospace Cluster, anchored on the Samlesbury and Wharton sites, supports a deep regional supply chain in its own right. Why should an investor care? Because that diversification, administrative, tourism, textile heritage, logistics, aerospace, produces a lender market with full coverage from the major high street banks, an active challenger panel in the mid-market, and specialist development and bridging lenders engaged across the East Lancashire Mill Conversion Pipeline and the Fylde Coast Regeneration Corridor. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, captured 8,885 commercial-leaning transactions across Lancashire's 15 principal towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside 36,386 owner-occupier residential transactions in the same window. The ratio tells you what Lancashire is: a large, populous, occupier-diverse county with a working commercial economy, distributed across a handful of mid-sized centres rather than concentrated in a single dominant city. Median commercial-leaning prices range from £75,000 in Burnley and £80,000 in Colner at the bottom, to £230,000 in Ormskirk and £240,000 in Clitheroe at the top. That's a clear two-tier county. The East Lancashire textile belt trades materially below the Ribble Valley, the Fylde Coast commuter corridor, and the Central Lancashire administrative core. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Preston. Preston is the county's largest commercial market by some distance. 1,989 commercial-leaning transactions over the five-year window. That's about 22% of county-wide flow. Median commercial transaction price sits at around £143,500, with the interquartile band running from £100,000 to £236,000. The occupier base is the deepest in the county: local government, professional services, and the University of Central Lancashire. Preston also drives the office story, with 76 keyword-matched office transactions, the largest identifiable office series in Lancashire. This is the county's natural high street and Challenger Bank target, prime city centre office and well-let mixed-use stock with established covenants. Second, Blackpool. Blackpool is the Fylde Coast tourism centre. 1,479 commercial-leaning transactions, second only to Preston. Median price £100,000, the lowest among the Tier 2 towns. The occupier mix is distinctive, hotels, leisure, seafront retail, and a meaningful seasonal income concentration that mainstream lenders treat with care. Two Acuitas lots have surfaced in the town. Lot 34 at 47-53 Abingdon Street sold for £198,000 at the February sale this year. A small mixed retail, residential and development lot, exactly the entry-level profile of Filder Town Centre product. And Lot 48 at 73-75 Church Street, a long-let retail and leisure asset with passing rent of £72,000 per annum, was withdrawn after the October sale last year. That withdrawal tells you secondary leisure on the seafront is being repriced rather than absorbed at headline guides. A useful read on where the Filder tourism economy currently sits in the cycle. Third, Burnley. Burnley is the second largest East Lancashire market and, despite its lower median, the most informative town in the county for yield purposes. 954 commercial-leaning transactions, a £75,000 median, the lowest in Lancashire, and 66 keyword-matched office transactions. An unusually high concentration relative to the town's size, reflecting genuine corporate-acquired investment in the local business park market. Crucially, Burnley produced the only fully priced auction yield reference in the county. Townley House, Lot 32 at the March sale this year, sold for £490,000 at a 5.85% net initial yield. That's a town centre office investment with asset management upside and recent planning consent. It's the anchor print for the entire Lancashire yield discussion. A second Burnley lot, a small ground rent at Dominion Court, passing £1,520 per annum, was withdrawn at a recent sale, which confirms that very small ground rent product is being repriced rather than cleared at guide. Worth a quick word on Lancaster too. 791 commercial-leaning transactions, a median of £154,000, and a Derbyshire occupier base built around Lancaster University, the NHS catchment and Heysham port. And the M61 and M6 logistics belt deserves attention in its own right. Chorley, 592 transactions at a £135,000 median. Leyland, 367 transactions at £176,000. Skelmersdale, 270 transactions at £106,000. Together, these three are the principal regional logistics catchment, drawing institutional capital into prime industrial product on the Greater Manchester Northern Fringe. The East Lancashire Textile Belt, Accrington, Darwen, Nelson, Colnan, produces consistently low entry pricing and persistent special purpose company activity. Lot 41 at 5 St James Street, Accrington, sold for £187,000 at the September sale last year. A useful small-ticket reference for the textile belt. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Lancashire produces a thinner auction-cleared dataset than the larger Yorkshire or West Midlands counties. Five Acuitas lots matched across recent catalogues. Two in Blackpool, two in Burnley, one in Accrington. Three sold under the hammer, two were withdrawn. Only one of those cleared lots, Townley House in Burnley, has a full price, rent and yield record from which a clean net initial yield can be observed. That single observable yield, at 5.85%, sits 1 to 2 percentage points wider than comparable Leeds long-let and reversionary office product. That's exactly the relationship you'd expect. Lancashire town centre office trades meaningfully wider than Leeds equivalents, reflecting both the regional risk premium and the asset management profile of secondary Lancashire stock. Reading across the rest of the market, secondary town centre office and mixed-use product is clearing in the high 5 to mid 6% range, where pricing is observable. Small-ticket retail and development lots are clearing on a repositioning rather than passing income basis. That's what the Blackpool Abingdon Street and Accrington St James Street prints tell you. And secondary leisure on the Filder Coast is being repriced. That's the message from the withdrawn Blackpool Church Street lot. Which brings us to lender appetite. Lancashire is shallower than Greater Manchester, but materially deeper than Cumbria. High street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander, all maintain regional teams covering the county through their Manchester and Liverpool offices. Preston, Lancaster and Blackpool are the principal direct relationship targets. Appetite is concentrated on prime Preston city centre office, the M61 and M6 logistics corridor, and well-let mixed-use stock with established covenants. Challenger Banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust, Cambridge and Counties dominate the £1 to £15 million special purpose company mid-market. That's the segment in which the bulk of the 8,885 commercial-leaning transactions sit. Strong representation across commercial investment, semi-commercial product and small-ticket development. Specialist short-term and development lenders. Together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamori cover bridging, refurbishment and value-add finance. Particular activity around the East Lancashire mill conversion market and the Lancaster student accommodation pipeline. What to be cautious about? Four county-specific risks. First, industrial heritage remediation, the textile mill conversion stock that defines Blackburn, Burnley, Accrington, Darwin, Nelson, Colnan and Rawtenstall carries higher contamination, structural and listed consent risk than modern stock. Lenders price that into both loan-to-value, or LTV, and pricing. Second, fill-the-coast seasonality. Blackpool's tourism economy creates a meaningfully different cash flow profile to the rest of the county, particularly in secondary leisure, hotel and seafront retail. Third, planning friction in the heritage and area of outstanding natural beauty belts. Lancaster's medieval and Georgian core, Clitheroe's Ribble Valley setting, and the listed mill estates of East Lancashire all carry consent overhead. Fourth, post-industrial covenant depth. The East Lancashire occupier base, while improving, remains thinner than central Manchester or central Leeds, which lenders factor into stress assumptions and exit underwriting. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Lancashire commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of measured continuity. HMLR transaction volumes look stable at the higher end of the post-2022 range. The five-lot auction tape confirms an active two-tier market. Secondary town centre office and mixed-use clearing in the high 5 to mid-6% net initial yield range, where pricing is observable, and small-ticket retail and development lots clearing on a repositioning basis. Prime Preston office and M6 logistics yields are unlikely to compress materially without a clear rate cycle pivot. East Lancashire secondary yields have already absorbed most of the repricing seen through 2023 and 2024. What to watch? The BAE Samlesbury and Wharton Aerospace supply chain and its impact on central Lancashire industrial demand. The M61 and M6 logistics belt around Chorley, Leyland and Skelmersdale as Greater Manchester demand spills north. The East Lancashire mill conversion pipeline, where lender appetite for heritage repurposing continues to evolve. The Blackpool seafront regeneration corridor. And the special purpose company acquired residential investment market across the wider county, where commercial mortgage demand has been remarkably stable through the cycle. Lender competition for quality income remains broad across the county for the right asset and the right sponsor. The constraint in Lancashire is the asset, not the capital. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Lancashire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.